Carlton, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Carlton Livingston, the artist that we featured from 1:30 to 2. And Carlton, will you let the Binghamton listening audience know where you are based and how long you've been in the music?
Well, right now I'm based out of Maryland, and I've been in the music like about 20 years now.
20 years. Wow, mm-hmm. that's quite a bit of time.
So. Oh, yeah.
So, who were your influences?
Well, basically, when I started out, I mean, before I started out, I used to listen to like a lot of Sam Cooke, you know, and basically a lot of foreign groups, because that's what my mother usually play around the house.
Uh-huh.
Basically, Sam Cooke, my basic influence.
So that's church too.
Oh yeah. Because she usually played the organ at the church, and basically every Sunday, me and my brothers have to go to church. So
you sing in the church?
Yeah. Well, a little. I was on the choir a later year before we moved out of that district, but it's basically the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm finding the same thing in R&B is that all the artists, many of them, started in the church, man. So that's a serious connection there, you know. And the fact that you were influenced by Sam Cooke, who definitely was singing in the church, you know. And what other kind of music, though? I'm sure you had some artists that you particularly liked in yard, not just America. Who were some of the ones that you liked in Jamaica?
Well, Eptones as a group, Eptones.
Mm-hmm.
And John Old. And Slim Smith.
The singers, yeah. Man. All
Slim
these
Smith.
Guys. you're my speed, my brother, because all these guys were great singers. Man.
Oh, yeah. Slim Smith. I idolize Slim Smith, man. I think he has one of the best falsetto voice singing, you know.
Yeah, man.
A lot of good stuff.
Very, very good stuff. So you say about 20 years ago. Now, what studios did you start in?
Well, I started out at Studio One, basically. I think the first song I did was Why for Studio One label, and then after that I went to Channel One and I did one song at Channel One, and basically that's the starting point of my career, Studio One and Channel One.
Didn't you do a cut Tale of Two Cities, something like that?
That's Channel One, the first song I ever did, first and only song I did for Channel One.
Man, I you know, I have that somewhere in my archives, man. I have that music, and there's like a couple of cuts on there that I gotta say. That's the first time I said, man, this brother's voice, man. I kind of like this brother's voice. Yeah, so what have you been doing lately, though, Carlton?
Well, basically, I've been touring. I just finished doing the Montreal Reggae Festival. I was at the Sierra Nevada Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the Bob Marley Day concert, and I've been recording for July up in New York, and I'm recording for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just started putting tracks on for myself, because I'm still record for people, but I really record for producers anymore. I just do stuff for myself, because I have a lot of work out there that hasn't been released.
Yeah.
So I just sit back and, you know. But basically, I've been touring right now. I'm September, I should be on my way to Brazil for six shows down that side, and then in November I'm heading to Europe. But you know, I'm around. I'm still doing my shows and I'm still doing my recordings.
Well, I'm gonna play as much of it as I can, man, because you know people need to hear singers like you, man. And when the new music comes out, brother, I'm certainly looking forward to getting it, and so the listeners here can hear, you know, the music, the stuff that you're producing, man. Because some of the things I don't know if people even know about it, but I was playing something from the Emotions album, you know.
Yeah.
And then the one from Taboo. I was playing that. So okay. So you was getting all of this stuff, man. I said, come on, Carlton, call me now. So, I said, and there's a guy that called me from England, man. He says, I got to check this guy, Carlton Livingston, out. I said, yeah, you're going to be surprised. A good voice, man, good voice. Well, you want to say anything to the listening audience at WHRW, Carlton, especially the youth?
Well, basically, when I went on the West Coast a while back, I found out that most youths, about half my age, man, they're into the music. And, I just want to thank people for the support that I've had all these years. People might not know what I look like in most cases, or, my name might not ring a bell. But you know what? Listeners, radio station, that's why I try to do as much interview I could do for radio station, because they are the linchpin in this business, man.
Mm-hmm.
They keep you going, and I thank a lot of people who listen to my songs, who buy the songs too. The youths, well, all I could give them is the same advice I got when I was growing up, man, is that you just got to keep doing what you're doing, strive on the positive. I mean, there's going to be negative stuff, but you got to see the positive, because growing up, I run the streets, what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
I've been there, and I've done that. But after a while, you realize that, it's not going to work the way you think it's going to work. It's either one or two things. Either you end up in jail or you end up dead, and it's your choice. You got to make a choice. So to the youths, they could keep doing what they're doing, but try to see the positive. Even if you're doing negative, it's going to come to you one day to realize that all the positive things will keep you going in this world, because it's a system. You're in a system, and the system is geared a certain way. So, you got to know what you want to do in life sooner or later.
Well, this is important that you tell youth this, because they need to hear it, man. Sometimes they think they know more than the elders know.
That's true.
We were there, right? We've been there and done that. So, but we need to keep telling them that, there is a better way out there when times look like they're tough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there is, there is. Because, you could take the path to destruction or, the path to liberty. And, sometimes someone just needs someone to say to them, yo, you're not going on the right path. It might take a while for it to set in them head. But after a while, they will realize that, yo, that's not the right way to go and change. And, because in society now, we need more positive stuff in society, man. Too much negative stuff going on,
And lyrics too, in the music too. You know that, brother.
Yeah, music influences people a lot, And I mean, we all can. The world, you don't know. The world is right and left, and good and bad, So there's gonna be some bad things out there, but in most cases, maybe it's human nature. Some people tend to gravitate, especially youth nowadays, they tend to gravitate to stuff that's on the borderline of being bad. So, but basically, if we keep putting out good music and they keep listening to it, man, along the way, we get a few converts.
Yes, sir. That's an important thing. That's what I say.
Save one soul, that's good enough, man.
Hey, that's how you have to look at it every time, man. You say there's many weeds in the garden. If you cultivate a couple of them flowers, you've done it. And I want to say that the Montreal Festival, you really impressed me there. And I think the theme for Montreal, I don't even know if there was any dance hall artists there. But it was a real keep the violence out of the music and a real positive a theme. And I want to thank you for making me feel good. I know you made all those fans
good.
Feel
thank
good,
you,
brother.
Thank you very much,
brother. And I want to say, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to let the people hear this. We just talking about the youth. It's the cut that you got from on this Emotions album. It's called Robin Teeth. I like the rhythm on that too, man.
Okay.
So, Carlton, we will be in touch, definitely, and maybe I'll get you a copy of this tape of this show so you can hear all the stuff that I was playing before.
Okay, man.
All right, my brother?
Thanks very much, man.
One love, Jah Guide, and respect to every time.
Yeah, respect to all crew and all massive. All listeners, WHRW crew.
Thank you. One love.
Mm-hmm.